Berwick FM weather.
County,
Cartmel,
Lonsdale,
Holland,
Furness,
Bile,
Grisdale,
Kendal,
Graduate,
the UK, Europe, and the world.
Live across Lancaster University, this is Bailrig FM News.
87.7 Bailrig FM. Your campus radio station.
The week's top stories.
Severe flooding devastates Mozambique. Violence breaks out in Nigeria. Lecturer pardoned after 39 years. Bailrig FM brings to light Sugarhouse obscenity. And rebirth for Ruskin as library opens its doors to the public.
I'm Sarah Jones of Bailrig FM World News. The United Nations has launched an appeal for $13 million in order to help Mozambique, which is currently suffering the effects of a fortnight of severe flooding and devastation from Cyclone Helene. Mozambican president appealed for assistance to the more than 800,000 people affected, while aid workers in the country are warning of impending cholera, malaria and meningitis for the thousands who have taken refuge on high ground. Police have been attempting to quell rioting in Nigeria this week, following clashes between Christians and Muslims. Violence was sparked on Monday following the introduction of Islamic Sharia law into the multi-religious Kaduna state. A 5,500-strong UN contingent is being sent to monitor the ceasefire currently holding in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The UN Security Council voted unanimously to expand the current UN presence of only 90 liaison officers presently in Congo. The force will be made up of 500 military observers and some 5,000 soldiers to provide protection and backup. The area around Mount Mayon, one of the most active volcanoes in the Philippines, has been declared to be in a state of emergency. The volcano has been spewing lava and ash across the surrounding area, leading to fears that up to 50,000 may have to be evacuated. Spaniards have again united in protest against the return to violence by Basque separatist group ETA. Thousands gathered in the towns and cities of Spain on Wednesday to hold silent vigils following a powerful car bomb the day before, which killed a leading socialist politician and his bodyguard in the Basque region capital, Vitoria. Doctors have expressed their concerns toward the result of a survey which revealed low meningitis vaccination rates among some students. One in four first-year students have not had the jab, while in some areas the figures are much higher, with 62% of students in Huddersfield having not been vaccinated. However, the students surveyed, 90% had heard of the campaign to immunise students against meningitis C, which was launched by the government last September.
87.7 Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM News.
For Bailrig FM Campus and Local News, I'm Gemma Barry. Preston King, a lecturer of politics and international affairs at the university, was pardoned by President Bill Clinton this week after 39 years in exile. Mr. King fled his native USA when he refused to enlist in the US Army owing to racial prejudice. At the time, the Army refused to refer to Mr. King as Mr., instead using the name Boy. Mr. King returned to the USA this week under sad circumstances as his older brother recently died. University colleagues praised President Clinton's pardon but said that it came in sad circumstances. Revelers at I Can't Believe It's Not the Big Cheese received a shock last week. Towards the end of the night, an obscene message was displayed on the Sugar House's projection screen, placing it in full view of all the clubgoers. Unfortunately, staff and management were unaware of this at the time and only realised it was a result of investigations by the director of Bailrig FM. It has now come to light that it was a subcontractor who displayed the message. A petrol station in Lancaster was the target of an armed robbery this week. The robber, hiding behind a blue baseball cap and maroon scarf, pulled out a semi-automatic pistol and pointed it at a sales assistant at the station in Owen Road on Thursday night. The assistant was forced to hand over £300, but was unharmed, although described as badly shaken by police. Lancaster firefighters were given an unusual job on Wednesday. After police were called out to deal with a disturbance in Yorkshire Street, they notified the firefighters out in order to rescue a man stranded on the roof so that they could arrest him. The man was one of three stranded on the roof. The firefighters had to use a cage to retrieve the third member after the other two descended on their own. The Ruskin Library is to open its doors to the public on the 1st of March for an open day. The library's director, Professor Keith Hanley, said that the open day was a chance for Lancaster students and the Lancastrian public to see what the library has to offer. A lack of awareness about the importance of the library and the archive material has led to the open day. The doors will be open from 4 to 8 and there will be free refreshments and a video showing in the George Fox building.
Railway 87.7 FM.
And now with all the latest sports news, here's Berwick FM sports correspondent Paul Turner.
Kevin Keegan put his reputation as England manager on the line as his side took to the field with a number of unexpected names, making the starting lineup for the friendly match against Argentina at Wembley on Wednesday. Keegan chose to give Emil Heskey his first start for his country, while Dennis Wise made his first international appearance in 4 years against one of the world's strongest sides. Wise put in an impressive performance to prove that Keegan was right to risk the temperamental Chelsea captain in midfield, where his ball-playing skills and distribution were immaculate. Wise may have been booked for a foul on the Argentinian midfielder Cristian Gonzalez, but he never showed any sign of the poor temperament which has plagued his league career, seeing 6 sendings off in the last 18 months alone. Many pundits had predicted that Wise would be too much of a loose cannon, but from his performance on Wednesday, he could well find himself on the plane to Holland and Belgium this summer. Heskey was even more of a revelation, showing why Liverpool are so determined to bring him to Anfield as soon as they can. The Leicester City striker was dominant in attack, putting in several jigging runs that caught out defenders and placing dangerous crosses into the Argentina box. His pure physical presence frightened the Argentinian defenders, who were afraid to tackle the big striker, and the veteran defender and Argentinian captain Néstor Cencini threw in the towel after only 35 minutes, having been turned inside out by Heskey's quick turn of pace. Heskey was unlucky not to see his endeavours result in an England goal when he sent in a cross low into the Argentinian box, only to see strike partner Alan Shearer slip at the vital moment. The only disappointments out of Keegan's selections were the two wide men, Kieran Dyer and Jason Wilcox, who were unable to run at Argentinian defence with enough regularity, and when they did, they found little penetration. Kevin Keegan can be happy with his side's performance on Wednesday. They showed that while they may not yet be the polished article they will need to be to win at Euro 2000, they are still capable of competing with world-class sides. We should be under no illusions, however. This was not a rematch of the 1998 World Cup match in St Etienne, and the Argentine side were not as committed as they were 2 years ago. The signs are promising, but we should not get too carried away. In a sad development on the day of the game, it was learned that the great England, Stoke and Blackpool striker Sir Stanley Matthews had died just hours before the game kicked off. Sir Stanley was one of the greatest footballers England has ever produced, and he will be forever remembered for his role in the 1953 FA Cup final, where his performance for Blackpool saw them come out 4-3 winners over Bolton in a match which will go down in history as the Matthews final. Sir Stanley was knighted in 1965, the same year he retired from the game at the age of 50, but he will always be seen by football fans from around the world as one of the best players anyone will ever see. Sir Stanley was 85. And now with all the latest Lancaster City news, here's Berwick FM sports correspondent Martin O'Boyle.
Lancaster City faced Lee RMI tonight at Hilton Park as manager Tony Hescott is set to name an unchanged lineup after revealing that his quartet of injured players are all still ruled out of contention. Kevin Barnes, Paul Crompton, Paul Haddo and Jamie Udall have not recovered from their injuries and Chris Ward is suspended. Hescott is set to stick with Etok and Mayers up front and another newcomer is set to be introduced to the City faithful. Former Cambridge United midfielder John Farrell is set to be named among the substitutes after impressing in recent training sessions with Lancaster City. The game with Lee will be a tough encounter for the Dollies as the Manchester side are riding high in second place in the Unibond League table. Amateur football leagues have slammed Lancaster City after the club more than doubled its rate to hire giant acts for its end of season cup finals. North Lancashire League and Sunday League officials say they will refuse to pay the new rates and will boycott giant acts in protest. But City officials have hit back, saying that they are only charging a realistic rate after giving the amateur leagues a cheap deal for the past 5 years, which has ended up putting the club out of pocket. Mike Sparks, the Lancaster City secretary, said finals at giant acts had always been charged at the peppercorn rate on the understanding that players and officials would use the Dolly Blue Tavern after games and the club would make up some money that way. But he said that the clubs were increasingly leaving straight after the match to return to their local pubs to celebrate and the club could no longer afford to subsidise the finals. A new local lottery was drawn for the first time this week, which promises a weekly jackpot of up to £25,000 and proceeds from ticket sales going to support Lancaster City youth and development and other worthy causes. Officials from the Giant Axe Club, along with players, supporters and lottery club sponsors, gathered at a special launch event in Lancaster on Friday. The £1 ticket entitles the purchaser in a weekly draw, with six correct numbers giving you a chance of winning the £25,000 jackpot and other guaranteed weekly wins of £25 and £5 for five or four correct numbers. The ticket also contains a number of money-off vouchers from sponsors, products and services, including free meals at local restaurants, discounts on Tenpin Bowling, free admission for under-16s to Lancaster City matches, and half-price dry cleaning.
Berwick FM News, I'm Paul Turner.
Railrig 87.7 FM. Railrig FM.
The week's top stories.
Severe flooding devastates Mozambique, violence breaks out in Nigeria, lecturer pardoned after 39 years, Berwick FM brings to light Sugarhouse obscenity, and rebirth for Ruskin as library opens its doors to the public.
Berwick FM News is produced and presented by the Berwick FM News team. Next scheduled update is on top of the hour.
87.7 Berwick FM.